Hi friends, it's your girl Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today I'm doing a Married at First Sight series review. And by series review, I mean from season 1 to season 17, because that's all I've watched. I have not watched season 18 at all. So just the first 17 seasons. I started watching Married at First Sight during the pandemic, so in 2020, and I am still watching it to today. And I'm going to tell you my thoughts, my opinions, should it continue, should it not. I am also going to give you some statistics about the show overall, and is it a success or not? So, to overall break this down, Married at First Sight is a reality TV show about arranged marriage. So, I would put it in the category of like the dating shows like Love is Blind, also Love Island, and shows like that, but it's different. So I would give it more equivalent to like Love is Blind. Oh, but this is like at the end of Love is Blind, you decide if you're gonna marry this person or not. This, you don't know who you're marrying. They have a match for you, and at the altar you say I do or not. And this is an arranged marriage. You do not know who you're marrying. You take several applications and you tell them what you like, what you don't like. The experts review the applications. They interview you. They go to your place and everything like that. And overall, there's always 5 couples. And to continue with this before I start off with my tangent and like what I like, I'm doing it in segments. This is a show that overall, my opinion, I think it should end. Their success rate isn't great overall. I don't think it really works. I feel like a lot of people lie. A lot of people are abusive. Overall, this show should end. The majority of the horrible people on this show are men. There are some bad women on this show, I will admit to that. But the majority are men that have been completely terrible. There has been people that have met their soulmates on the show. There have been people that literally have met a monster on the show, meaning the person was just overall bad to them in general. There are people here that at decision day, they said yes, then later on or years on, they got divorced and got married to other people and have children, and etc. So for me, in general, yes, I think this show should stop. Also, this show doesn't give a lot of diversity, and by diversity, I mean into instances. This is a plain Jane show, and what I mean by that is these are just straight couples it would have been great for them to mix it up here and there and have somewhat people from the LGBTQ plus community. Also, I want more interracial couples. They have had a few interracial couples and they didn't work out, and it wasn't because of them being being interracial couple. And I feel like the ones that they had, they say, oh, these interracial couples don't work, so we're not gonna keep doing them. No, it had to do with the people in that interracial couple, because to be honest, the reasons why they end was disagreements and miscommunications and views that they didn't align with, which would have happened if they were both the same race. They did one time did and Asian couple, they didn't work out because they were completely opposite. One was very, very type A and the other one was more outgoing and completely different. And after that, they have not done an Asian couple, period. And so this show is basically white people with white people, black people with black people. Here and there, they'll do an interracial couple, a white man and a Hispanic lady, black man with a Hispanic lady. I'm trying to do the rest. Hispanic man with a white lady. You see what I'm saying? Going, and pretty much, like I said, why none of them worked out was because of how one of the people were. One was way too bougie for the other, or one was too type A or neurotic for the other. Like, it was basically, what I'm trying to tell you is issues that would have been occurring in the same race would have happened. It has nothing to do with, oh, this person was being racist or against someone's religion or someone's race or being harmful. And I understand that they don't do that a lot because they don't want someone to be discriminated or someone to be racist to someone else. But I feel like an important topic when you're interviewing these couples would be, have you been an interracial couple? Are you okay with that? And I remember Johnny, I might be wrong with this, but someone has said that he has been, and there have been other people in the show that have been an interracial couple, but they, even if they had, they shy away from it because this is a very intense process. But still, like, we need to have more representation in everything that comes from the marriages. Being have more, like, interracial marriages exist, show them. Same-sex marriages exist, show them as well. Like, the world is not only straight couples. Show the mixture, like, show everything, not just same race couples. And my thing is with this show is they're going based on what people tell them on their interviews, and plus the information they filled out while applying on this show. And the thing is, you can BS, I'm not gonna swear, might later because of when I'm angry, but on the application, and be like da 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 da, and then when the person you they match with, and I've seen this time and time again on this show, has been the complete opposite. You see what I mean? Like, people can lie and be like, I'm this way, I'm that way, or be like, oh, I thought. No, it should be not based on the information you have told them at all. Because there was this one person, I'm not going to, they're no longer Olajuwon Juan from the second Boston season. He was with Katrinka, and he didn't say that he was overly, like, he wanted a woman to cook and clean and do everything, like, more traditional in every aspect. And then when he got to her, he was like, I want someone more you can't, you see what I mean? Like, people are lying to either get on the show, get more hype, more clout, or I don't know what they want. Because when the show ends, you're either gonna get a lot of hate from people or a lot of love, a lot of like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. But the only thing I would say that is beneficial with this show overall is, if you have, and I'm not saying go on the show to do this, is, I'm like, I would say watch the show and evaluate who you're dating while watching this show, and that's how you'll gain your work. But a lot of people on this show that have like low self-esteem, low self-worth, after this show, they have discovered their voice, they have discovered how amazing they are, and have grown. And I feel like watching this show overall, this series overall, it shows people in general, you deserve better. When you are a good person and you treat people with kindness and you're a great person overall, you will get that. You might have to wait a long time to find Prince Charming, have to kiss a lot of frogs, trust me, been there, but you will find that person. No one deserves someone terrible. You deserve a great person overall. And I believe a lot of people from the show that have had terrible experiences with their partner on this show have found that out, that they are amazing and they deserve better. But there is a theme on this show, and the men in general the most have constantly shown this theme. And I was watching something on YouTube before, and someone was reviewing the 2010s, late 2000s, early 2010s show that was on the gaming network. This YouTuber, her name is Kenny, and she was reviewing Baggage. And a big theme, especially in 2010, was what the men would do is while observing Baggage. And on this show they do this too, and I'm gonna talk about when this show started as well, is, and they continue doing this theme, is judging women when they haven't experienced something. And that can be, oh, I'm a virgin, judging you right off the bat. You're my first serious relationship, since high school, judging you on that. You're my first relationship in general, judging you on that. And I'm going to talk to you specifically what couples were that, or I was like this, judging you on that. By the way, Married at First Sight started airing in 2010. I've had sex before knowing, here's another reason why someone was judging a woman. I've had sex before, like, 2 weeks before then telling me I was on the show because I didn't know I was going to be picked. Judging them on that. It's judgmental. And I'm like, so we're still nowadays judging women because they have a lot of sexual experiences, little sex experiences. Like, no, like, we need to stop. Like, literally, we need to quit that. We need to, no, like, stop. We don't do this to men at all, but for women, like, oh, she's a virgin, there's something wrong. No, she can either, if she wants to wait until marriage, it's fine. If she wants, maybe she's waiting for the right person. There's too many people already, like, regretting their first time. Stop judging overall. All right, so we're going to I'm gonna continue telling you guys information and then get to nitty gritty. So Married at First Sight aired on the 8th of July 2014 on the network FYI. So it was on FYI from the 8th of July 2014 to the 1st of November 2016. So it was only there on FYI for 2 years. Then it came to Lifetime. And it was on Lifetime from the 20th of April 2017 until the 25th of March of this year. So season 19 is going to air on Peacock. You can watch seasons 1 to 18 on Hulu. Season 18 is not yet on Hulu right now, which is why I haven't watched it. So now I'm going to talk about the success rates and everything like that. Okay, my friends. So over 18 seasons of Married at First Sight, or MAFS, 74 couples have been matched. 39 of them, which equals 53%, mutually chose to stay married after decision day, out of which over 2/3 have since been divorced or have announced that they are getting a divorce. As of March of this year, 12 couples, let me repeat that again, only 12 couples have remained married, which gives this overall series a success rate of 16%. Yes, not 61, 16, which means this show is not successful at all at maintaining marriages and helping the marriage rate increase and the divorce rate decrease. At this point of comparison, according to the Centers for Disease Prevention and Control, aka the CDC, the current 2024 marriage success rate worldwide is 58%. I just had to give that all out beforehand in general. So, like I said, this show should end. And to be honest with you, I would have been 100% okay with this show ending this year, and it was on FYI for 2 years, and then the rest it was on Lifetime, and season 18 was the end of it. It should have just ended, because to be honest with you, a lot of the couples split. A lot of the times they stay and you're like surprised, and then they end up splitting. This show overall doesn't do a good job at this point, because now it's gonna be on Peacock. I feel like this show overall is a good show for you and your girlfriends, you and your partner in general. I feel especially for anyone that wants to give an intervention to anyone, sit them down, pick a series, a season of this, or watch the whole, whatever, have a cup of wine or whatever alcoholic beverage you drink, and be like, this is your relationship. You see how terrible this is? This is you guys. And have an intervention like that. This would be your free therapy. I feel like that this is a great way. And this can also help you be like, okay, you see your patterns of bad relationships? This is you. This will be like, oh, wait, wow. Because for me, going ahead, with season 17, there was a person, and when I get to 17 and more go into detail, that in the beginning I liked him, then I started not liking him, and then he reminded me of my ex. And like I said, there are people on the show that if you have dated will, or you've been in a relationship, etc., etc., will remind you of people or yourself. And it's a good free therapy session. So this show started in the New Jersey, New York area in 2023, in the New York, New Jersey area in 2013, but it aired 2014. And I'm gonna tell you their names. So Jamie and Doug, in the first season, they're the only ones still married. They have 4 children. We had Courtney and Jason. They said yes on decision day, I believe, 'cause they were married for 6 years. Got divorced way later on. Both got remarried and have children. And then the final character, Monique and Vaughn, on decision day, they said no, got divorced. It was better because dude said he wanted one thing, and then, which I discussed earlier, to the experts, and when he was with Moni, was like, I don't want this. And by the way, Jamie and Doug, both white. I will do that in the whole thing when I'm discussing things. Courtney and Jason, white couple, I haven't watched this, some of the names I will pronounce badly, or I will just spell them because I forget how to say their name because it's been that long. Monet and Vaughn, I believe it's Vaughn, are a black couple. And like Survivor, there are two seasons per year. So I'm just gonna go see, I'm not gonna say every season, but I'm gonna talk about the ones that were like big highlights of, oh, I hated this guy, or oh, this was a big breakout. So I'm now starting at season 6. This season was when they the show was renewed on Lifetime. And this was the first season that this show was in Boston. And why I say first time, we go back to Boston again. So the big thing on this season and why I wanted to bring this up was that one of the people, it was a male, one of the guys on this season 6 in Boston, separated from the woman that he was married to because he didn't really like her that much, and ended up with one of the experts later on. They ended up getting married, and I feel like the girl to this day thinks he cheated on her or was secretly with the expert. She later had to leave, and you're like, drama. Yes, it was drama. I don't know what the truth is. They deny it. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to say their age because I don't know if that's the age of them now or if that was the age when they were on the show. So we have Molly and we have Jonathan. So their final decision was a no on decision day, and they got a divorce. So I am going to, it has a little explanation on here, and I'm going to read this explanation. I'm not going to tell you guys his last name. I'm not that kind of person. I'm doing first names only. So Jonathan had a relationship with Dr. Jessica and had to stick up with, he had to stick up for his relationship the whole show, saying that he did not cheat on Molly, he wasn't doing anything behind her back or with Dr. Jessica at all. But here's the tea. 5 months after the season wrapped, they were together. They became, Jonathan and Dr. Jessica got engaged on April 2019. Their wedding was supposed to be on October 2020, but because of COVID, they had to reschedule. But now, as of the 18th of October 2022, they are now officially married. But that was, like I said, very heightening, very like dramatic, of, I remember Molly during watching like this show, like during the reunion, because the reunion is always a year or 6 months after, I forget how long after, and she was looking back on the clip that now they were dating, Jonathan and Dr. Jessica were dating. She had to leave the show because of that, by the way, scandal. It was like, oh, maybe that's why she was more on his side, because she liked him, he liked her. And they're like, no, we didn't do anything while on the show. And I'm like, okay, do I believe it, do I not? If you're asking me, I think, here's the thing, this is, I mean, I'm not, I don't know them, I don't know the truth. Jonathan showed signs that he didn't like Molly. So he didn't like Molly anyway. And I remember someone saying this quote before, saying how guys fall in love with what they see, girls fall in love with what they hear. Meaning men are more visual and women are more, they might not like you, like fit you physically, but like they like your personality. And I'm gonna have a pause before I keep going, and talk about this a little bit more. I've seen in this show, you know, you walk, the woman walks down the aisle and she's not attracted to the guy, and you're not always going to be attracted to whoever you're marrying on this show, but the women try, and if they end up staying with the guy, they fall in love with his personality. Like, he's funny, he's, oh my gosh, he makes me laugh all the time, he has a great personality. Like, there's things about him that she likes. She doesn't like his appearance, but she grew to like him, to love him, to care for him because of his personality. On the other hand, this is where you get the dun dun dun. Men, and I'm just going to go based on this show, and because I feel like some of the guys hearing this would be like, no, we're not. And I'm like, I feel like you guys are. Go more based on what they see. If for, and we'll continue, I'll continue giving examples of that as well. And for my example, for a woman not liking what she sees, and then ending up liking the guy because of his personality, I am going to go all the way up to season one in the New York, New Jersey season, the first season of this whole show, with Jamie and Doug. Jamie is beautiful, 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 beautiful. Doug, I don't think he's attracted. That's my opinion. My opinion. Jamie did not as well. And she gets constant criticized every time they re-air her season. Every time there's a new season, because they do that. From new people that watch the show. She did not like Doug's appearance at all. And that has happened with many different women. They did not like they weren't initially like physically attracted. She fell in love with his personality. There's, like I said, they're still married, they have 4 children. His personality is what won her over to him, which, like I said before, women go more base if they're gonna give you, like, more of a, if they want to give you more of a chance, they will what if they fall in love with your personality, you'll have them forever. If they don't like how you look or your personality, because the personality is what's more in key, you're done with. While men, it's more physical, because in a lot of examples I'm going to talk about, is the men, if they decide not to divorce you after the honeymoon or leave you after the honeymoon, if they don't find you attractive physically while they first see you, they're gone, they're done. They'll either cheat on you during the whole marriage process, call you names. There was a guy named Zach, I'll get to him before, soon. They'll belittle you, call you the most horrible things ever. And this shows in this series in general. The phrase, if he liked you, he would, is what this shows in general. By the way, this is going to be a long podcast, by the way, so if you want to, this is a disclaimer point. So on your drive, get a snack, do some things while listening to this. Okay, so now we are on season 9, which was in North Carolina in Charlotte. So do you guys remember in the beginning when I talked to you guys about men being, I forgot one second to talk about, by the way, Jonathan and Molly, they're a white couple, and Dr. Jessica is also white. Okay, continue. When I was talking to you guys about how guys were being very discriminatory towards women who either were, they never had sex before, or their last serious relationship was in high school, or this is their first relationship. So we are getting, this is a big season 9 in Charlotte, where two of these happens, which one was she never had sex, and another was her last serious relationship was in high school. And both these guys were so judgmental. One later on saved himself. The other one, still terrible. Okay, so we're gonna talk about this one first. And the one we're gonna talk about is about Iris. She has never had sex. After, there was a joke that she made at the reunion, and she's like, I can say, like, I've been divorced and still never had sex. And I'm like, oh, girly, I'm so sorry. You didn't deserve that. And she was married to a guy named Keith. She, on, not their honeymoon, but on, you know, they always have bedtime talk after the wedding day, and she told him she was a virgin, and he was like, oh. And after that, never tried to explore anything or take baby steps or initiating foreplay or anything, like the little stuff at all. Didn't touch her. And I'm like, I understand to a point, like, oh, she doesn't have experience. The only part I understand is, like, you might be nervous, like, being like, okay, I'm gonna take this slow, baby steps with her because it's going to be her first time, but not being willing to like at least try with her, or being like, that was your turn off because she says she was a virgin, is just messed up. And I was mad at him overall. And this is 2019, guys, okay? I know we're still in the 2010s where it was like, oh, virgin bad, which I don't get why, but this annoys me so much. Like, she was so kind to you, so compassionate, willing. You did not like her once she told you she was a virgin, and that's just plain messed up. I don't understand it at all, how that's bad. Or like, at some point everybody is a virgin, so men irritate me. Anyway, continue on. The second person I'm gonna talk to you about in this season, I'm gonna spell her name because I feel like I'm gonna mess it up. Deonna. I'm probably saying her name wrong. D-E-O-N-N-A. So, her last relationship, when we were filming, when I'm watching this show, was 10 years from now. So, when she was in high school, and he was like, you haven't had a relationship. This is Greg was saying that. You haven't had a relationship since high school? What's wrong with you? Okay. Pause. This was my reaction from Greg, because I was already annoyed with Keith. What do you mean, what's wrong with her? You do not know how her last relationship ended. And I love how when she explained it, she was like, during that time, I was dating. I just didn't have a serious relationship. I was discovering myself, what I liked, what I did not like, how I can change, and how I can better my next relationship. And when once she explained that, and then they got into more trials, because he was like, oh, I don't know if she could handle marriage because she has, and I'm like, really, her saying that, for me, I was like, there's nothing wrong with that. I don't, you men are so judgmental. And I can say that, like, because I've watched the series. You guys are so judgmental. A girl's, you telling that to her, she's like, oh, or, oh, I haven't, I'm like, oh, okay. That's different. Takes a little bit of time. Doesn't judge you for it. Or, like, especially to the point that you men are doing it, and might judge you a little bit for it, but not like to the point like, oh, you're not. I have disclosure. I have seen like there was like a guy that was celibate being like, oh, that's like a girl being like, oh, that's weird. Guy took some time. Was like a little bit uncomfortable with it, but then was used to it. But I have never heard any girl on this show been as judgmental as you men that come into this show is, because you guys are like, oh, she hasn't had sex, period. How is she ready for marriage? Oh, she hasn't been in a relationship at all. How is she ready for marriage? Oh, she hasn't been in a relationship for 10 years. How is she ready for marriage? I have never heard any of the Goose Girls gone to such extreme with the, oh, he has been celibate. How is he ready for marriage? I have not heard that. I have heard you guys emotionally, emotionally, psychologically abuse these women to the there, or a fight that you guys had that you men take to the extreme. And I'm not talking about only white men. I've seen every man that has been on the show, like black man, Hispanic man, white man, Asian man, all of you men in general, take it to the extreme and be like, oh, how are you ready for me? Because I'm like, dude, why are you going into such an extreme when it doesn't? And this is not me being against men. This is just like a lot, at least the ones that are in this show, like the very negative ones, the extreme ones, the bad ones that have been on this show, have shown the extreme of very judgmental for, I don't know, you guys need, you men especially, if you guys are very judgmental, like, go to therapy. There's no reason for you to be judgmental like that. For what? Pourquoi? Like, why? Like, there's nothing wrong with her being a virgin. There's nothing wrong if, like, outside of the show, there's nothing wrong if you're dating a girl and she's a virgin. There's nothing wrong with her for that. If you're her first boyfriend, there is nothing wrong with that. If you're her first serious boyfriend since high school, there's nothing wrong with that. Stop judging. In general. Stop. And I'm saying that for both sides. Like, stop judging. You don't know people's trauma. You don't know how they grew up. Like, stop. That rant is over. We're gonna get other rants going on. So we're just gonna keep going to another season. Okay, I'm gonna do this one. This is season 10, and this is in DC. And I'm gonna talk about this couple in particular because there's two couples I wanna talk about, actually. But there's one I want to talk to particular because I feel like the men that listen to this podcast are like, she's only judging men. No, sorry. That's my girl voice. They're going to be like, she's only judging men. And I'm like, whatever. Because a lot of you men are a-holes. Anyway, but I will talk about one girl that is toxic on this show. That was like very concerningly toxic. So to give you men that are like, oh, she's only talking about the bad guys. I'm talking about a not so good girl on here. So you guys get like a 10-minute break. So this is a black couple. Milka and Michael, okay, she has a lot of trauma, a lot of daddy issues. I understand the daddy issues. I have daddy issues. I understand that completely. Abandonment issues, a lot of it. A lot of things that I feel like if she'd gone to therapy, it would fix that. And a lot of things that Michael would do would trigger that. And her response to being triggered was that she was very explosive, abusive. And it was like, oh, wow, girl. You're going to the extreme. Okay. Calm down a little bit. I understand you. I've never... Someone that has... have the daddy issues brought... Like, I've never gone to that. I've never even gone a minuscule of where you gone. Like, wow. Okay. So, I'm hoping, like, at this time, like, she did say, like, at the reunion, she's like, oh, I saw my behavior, I'm getting therapy, getting help for that, and she deserves to get help from that, because that's not gonna benefit her at all in her future to get a successful relationship, because that would how she behaved was scary. Okay, so now we're gonna talk about an a-hole. And he's not an a-hole that like pissed me off to the point that I'm like pissed off, but he is an a-hole. And disclaimer here is, I'm going to be specific with this because I do go to the gym. I feel like a lot of people are like, oh, he's the, wait, I go to the gym. I like going to the gym, but at the same time, I know I used the word, but at the same time, I would not date anyone from the gym, especially the guys that are like lifting weight and breaking them constantly. They're probably really great gym people in the gym. I've had personal trainers. I know two good friends of mine are personal trainers. My last personal trainer is my friend, and my personal trainer now is, we have become friends because you can be friends with your personal trainer. Okay, so let's get into like the actual couple. So we have Mindy and we have Zach. So Zach is a fitness professional. What I would call him is, he's a pretty boy. He's okay, you know, like to anyone that's attracted to men, you know, the pretty boys, they know they're pretty, they know they're hot, they know they're all that. And when they see you and they're like, you're a two, even though you're not a two. Okay, Mindy's not ugly. He saw her and he was not attracted to her since day one. At their wedding day, he asked if they could take a selfie on Instagram, and from that point I saw him. I'm like, oh, he's good looking and he knows it, that's fine. But when he did that, I was like, okay, now you are like a five now, just from that moment alone, because you're so into yourself. And by the way, Mindy is a figure skating coach. So he and he, meaning Zach, would constantly tell Mindy, I'm not into you, I'm not into you, I'm not into you, you're not attracted, I'm attracted. He even cheated on her. He was just like emotionally abusive. And then for me personally, I feel like he was only here to get more Instagram followers, because he's a pretty boy. So I did not like him at all. Like, Mindy did not deserve that. She is a good looking person. You should never, I get like you're not attracted to people, like that's normal, but like constantly being like, you're like, even verbally saying you're ugly, or like in some way saying constantly or even a little bit, is degrading and horrible, and you should know better. I want a side note, because I thought this was really cool. So season 11 in New Orleans, they had best friends both in the same season getting married. One is still married, one is still divorced. So I'm gonna so Miles and Karen, they said yes on the decision. They're divorcing now. Oh, I think it's probably because of she's more type A, he's more free. You get me. She's more type A. That's why they. I saw that they were in the season. I'm like, they're saying yes. And I'm like, but she's more type A. You're more like life of the party. And then the other best friend is Woody and Amani. Oh, I love them so much. So much. They have two children, still married. They're so cute they're so cute. By the way, both of these couples are black. And then the Mindy and Zach, they're both white. And yeah, Mocha and Michael are black. I'm just making sure I say their races as well. So there was one successful interracial couple, and I want to bring them out in this. So they are from season 12 of Married at First Sight in Atlanta. If you watch Catfish, we also call it Catlanta because there's a lot of catfishes in there. And the relationship I want to highlight because I like them so much, and that was making sure I make Brianna and Vincent. Brianna is a black woman. Vincent is a Hispanic man. They were so cute. Their relationship was so adorable. I've been in talking about the Hispanic thing. I have been with a couple Latinos myself, Hispanic men myself. Like, their relationship was so adorable, so cute. Like I said before, they are, let me make sure if it's, oh, okay. I wanted to make sure before I said they are. They have a daughter born on the 2023 in January. So yeah, they were so adorable, so cute. One of my favorite couples of that season. There was another interracial couple in this season as well that did not work out, and that was Claire and Ryan. Claire is a white woman, and Ryan was a black man, but he was interracial. His mom is white, his dad is black, and they did not work out because of belief systems. They said yes on decision day and then later got divorced. So it was, I remember now specifically what the belief system was. She did not grow up in the church. He did. And he wanted, because his parents also wanted to raise their children in the church. And she wanted to give her children free will, which I agree with. And that meant not putting their children in the church until their children were in the age where they could decide to go to church or not, which I think is a good idea. Meaning, like, oh, you're 10, do you want to go to church? And their child being like, yes, I do, and then taking them to church. Well, he was like, no, they're growing up in the church. And I'm like, no, I don't think you should be forcing children, so then they're gonna hate. They could end up getting out of the church and being like, no, I don't like this. And then I'd rather your children not become and then you'll have children that become atheists, because anyway, so that was their issue, and I feel like